Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
I'm just so blessed to be invited here because I know this topic is a very, very important topic. It was a message or a topic that was confronted roughly about 15 years ago by your very own senior pastor when I was studying in the greatest university in the world, University of Santo Tomas. And how many of you here, you're from UST? Yeah. Nakadanas na ba kayo ng baha? Okay? And that's a validation of a true Tomasian. And I just can't help but be reminded roughly about 15 years ago when he confronted me with his message. And it forever changed my life, not because of him discipling me and journeying with me for the next 12 years of my walk with God. But it was a moment where everything was the very reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I just would want to honor our very own Pastor Mark for being with me for the past few years. And he was my youth pastor, and he became a senior pastor. I was the youth minister, and he was also the reason why I'm in Bacolod. And right now in Bacolod, how many of you here are from Bacolod? From Bacolod. Itaas ang kamay, okay? Bigyan ng jacket, okay? You know what? If you're from Bacolod, okay, you're welcome to pay our church a visit, and you're most welcome. And I just can't help but really be thankful that indeed it was Pastor Mark who supported me in the first 2 years of my ministry in the city of Bacolod. So I would want to honor Pastor Mark right here. That's not Pastor Mark, okay? This is the man that I look up to. You know, okay? Man... Through the years, okay, he has not waned. The passion is still alive, and his faith is just so infectious. And it has been years that I have seen really how the Lord has matured his faith. And I just can't help but really honor him and his family, Ate Rizal and the kids. And it's really an honor for me to really stand here in front. And he did gave me the trust to really really deliver the word this afternoon. So before we do so, can we just bow our heads and close our eyes before we start? Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful moment. You're a great God. And we just can't help, Lord God, but be in awe of your presence, your goodness, your faithfulness. And as we listen to your word, let it be translated in our daily living, that we will recognize that you are the source of everything. And Lord, you deserve our worship, Lord God, and our obedience. We thank you, for you are a good God, a great God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Right now, we are in the third installment of this series, When Questions Are Answers. And we just would want to come out of this room with an understanding that an appreciation of the person, the work of Christ. We want to fully realize that the reason why we're doing what we're doing, because we do appreciate of who God is, resulting to a greater faith and dependence on God. And if you look at really the heart of Christianity, this is the very reason, okay, why we are enjoying our walk with God. This is the very reason why we're existing. This is the very reason why we're serving. Because at the heart of Christianity is that we would want to do everything, okay, that is totally what centered on God. We revolve and have our being on who God is. Because Jesus is loving and just and righteous, and he is a dependable master, ladies and gentlemen. Our understanding at times is that, Lord, you are my master, and I would want to approach you because of the requirement that you have set upon my life. That is our default. That is our default setting. That is our understanding. Lord, what do you want me to do? And it is impossible to do what is pleasing and proper before God when you don't really understand the nature of God, that he loves you so much. How many of you here in our time of worship, you can really feel the presence and the goodness of God in your life? God is so faithful. And I'm telling you right now, God will never change his mind. He is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. And he will do anything just for you to feel his love. And I want you to know that God wants to introduce himself to you. He wants to introduce himself, and he wants to express his love for you. And I can't help but be reminded of a story roughly 10, 12 years ago. And I don't know if you're familiar that in the province, okay, where I lived, there are remote areas where people would usually rely on radio stations. when it comes to preparing for worship songs, and they don't have PowerPoints and great presentations like this. They use a manila paper, okay, and they write stuff down and really listen to the radio and transcribe the song in a piece of paper. And usually, okay, they won't get the exact lyrics right. Okay, they would listen, and usually ginagawa po, hinuhulaan na lang yung lyrics. And I don't know if you've been a Christian for quite some time, but I don't know if you're familiar with the song Majesty. You're familiar? Do we have that song? Majesty. You're familiar with that? Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. And they would listen to the radio station, and they would begin transcribing the song. And they would go out of their way, deliberately listen to the song. And alam niyo naman po, pag hula-hula lang po yung lyrics, marami pong nangyayari. And I visited a church like that, and this is a true story. And I was just so amazed with the presence of God and the power of God in that gathering. But I was surprised because they transcribe a different lyrics, though the song was really glorious. And I was standing, and I can't help, this will rock your world, okay, of what I'm about to say. Okay, because right on that piece of paper was written "Magic Tree." I was surprised because they were using the radio station as a source of how they can transcribe the lyrics. Worship His Magic Tree. I mean, people are bowing down, crying on their knees, and really worshiping God with so much intensity. And this is really funny. The last part was Uncle G, naging uncle po si Jesus. Uncle Jesus. And I was standing at the back, and people are just intensely worshiping the Lord. And meron pong katabing matanda, umiiyak, talagang ramdam niya yung presensya ng Panginoon. Uncle, uncle, uncle. And this may sound funny, but the presence of God was real. And I'm telling you right now, it's not, yes, we believe in excellence. It's not about the presentation. But I'm telling you right now, when people began to tap into who God is in His nature, you would be forever changed. And the reason why they're worshiping the Lord, because the Lordship of Christ was what? Was placed on a pedestal where they can't help but trust the nature of God. And though the lyrics of the song sounds very, very funny, but I'm telling you right now, people realize, and they do understand why they're doing what they're doing. The problem with us is that when we see the Lordship of Christ, we see this as a requirement. And I would want to read the passage right here in Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49. It's written right here. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house but could not shake it because it was, well, it was strong. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice, means you don't translate whatever you have received, whatever you have heard. It's like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house or that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. And this is a very, very important, okay, question that you need to ask yourself. Okay? Why do I do the things that I do? And every time you encounter this passage in the Bible, it's not God telling everybody, you want to follow me? The requirement is that do the things that I'm asking you to do. Let me say that once again. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing. There is a reason. The problem with us, we always would take the route of following Christ because of what needs to be done and not who He is. It is important for you to know who God is before you do things for God. Am I correct? But because of our religious mentality, is that, Lord, let me do this first. Let me perform. Let me go to church. Let me worship God. Let me attend a victory group. Let me do the things that is categorized in a category of doing versus knowing the being of God, your transformation, your service to God is not sustainable. Eventually, after 1 month of opening your Bible, after 1 year of coming to church, your relationship with God wanes. Why? Because you're more of a requirement, and all of us are guilty of this. Am I correct? That I need to go to church. I need to give to the tithes and offering. I need to do this and that. Because you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, lahat po ng ginagawa natin sa buhay, may pinanghuhugutan yan. May pinanggagalingan yan. And that reason that you have right now, why you're here, is not because you would want to comply to what we're asking from you. The reason why you're here, because you're in love with God. You know your relationship with God. You want to grow in your understanding of who God is. And you want to know who is this Lord. Obeying God is the byproduct of knowing who the Lord is of your life. And that Lord is not just somebody waiting for you to commit mistakes. God is in control of your life. Amen. God is the master. Amen. He can save you. Amen. Nobody in this world can love you beyond the love that He has for you. And in our own dialect, Lord, ikaw na. So there is no other way, okay, to do this, but to what? To give my allegiance to God. There is no other option that I can give my time, my money, my resources, my whole being. I want to devote my whole life to God because He is powerful. He is my Lord. Amen. Can we give God a glory for that? So in verse 4-6, Jesus Christ was asking, why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not do what I say. God is plainly asking, get to know me as your Lord, and you will wake up one morning doing the things that pleases me. But we're more concerned of what needs to be done. We're more concerned of how well we can perform so that we can say to the people around us, I'm a Christian, I'm attending Victory. I'm part of a group or a Victory group. I have attended what? Victory Weekend. And for those of you who attended Victory Weekend, I want you to come to a place where every single day you come to Jesus with a posture that I want to know the Jesus that I never knew. Because you cannot exhaust God. Every single day for the past 20 years, Pastor Mark, of being a Christian. I was 17. That was 4 years ago when I was in USD. And I just can't help. But every day, this man taught me to journey with God. And the passion that we have is not because we want just to be excited and hype you up. It's coming from deep within our system that God is my master and I will devote my entire life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because of what He did to me, I can respond with honor, respect, and glory to His name. So the Bible is very, very clear that in the Greek translation, the word Lord is translated as Kurios. Okay? Say the word Kurios. Okay? Can you say that once again? Say the word Kurios. Kurios ba kayo? Okay. What word? Okay? That it has? But if you look at it, it's not just a translation that somebody's an authority, somebody's a master. But interchangeably, this Greek word is also used in a husband and wife relationship. It has a relational value. So if you see Jesus Christ, your Lord, somebody that you need to what? Somebody that you need to appease, somebody that requires you of something, you're getting it all wrong. You're coming to Victory, and Lord, I need to raise my hand. Because if I don't, my Monday will not be blessed. If you're coming to God because, Lord, these are the things that you're requiring me to do, you're not getting it right. And you can come here for the next 10 years of your life, and if you're not getting it right, you're missing the whole context and the reason why every time you go out of this room, your understanding is that, Lord, what are the things? Ano pa kailangan gawin? So that I can give you the glory. But when you realize that God did everything for you, now you can do everything for Him. Because every morning as you wake up, your quest is not to do what needs to be done. Your quest every morning is to get to know God, and you will wake up one morning that you're doing the things that pleases God. I can't think of a day where I stop cursing. I want to tell you a story. That's the reason why I believe Pastor Mark shared to me the Lordship of Jesus Christ, because my first premarital experience was when premarital sex was when I was 13 or 14 years old. And my life was totally perverted. But one morning, I woke up with a change of heart that God can give me my second virginity. I can start all over again and wait for the woman that God has for me, because I realize that my goal is not to work on my behavior. Some of you here, if you've been a Christian for quite some time, telling people about what they need to change, wives, husbands, telling your husband what he needs to do, okay, is not the way to go. You have to pray for your husband. The Lord will touch his heart. And he will see Jesus Christ, the Lord of his life. And you will see behaviors change. Wives, you're not part of the Trinity. And you don't have the right to change your husband. Amen. That's what my wife has been telling me. That my satisfaction is that you grow in your relationship with God, because that is where you change. And I hope that when Jesus Christ was asking us, come to me, he's not just saying, do this and do that. Change this area. Do away with the vices that you have. God is saying, I'm a relational God. Come to me. And the more you change in your relationship with me, the more you'll be surprised that I can change your heart. But the problem is that we only come to God because we want to get something from him. Let me attend church so that God will bless my life. You're getting it all wrong. Lord, pupunta po ako sa Victory Metro East to be part of their church gathering, so that you will bless my life. You're getting it all wrong. You're coming in a relationship because of what you can get. The question is always, what's in it for me? Ano bang makukuha ko dyan? How many of you here, you have friends that they will only text you if they need something from you? Anybody? Don't raise your hand. That person might be seated beside you. Kamusta ka? May 500 pesos ka ba? Diba? That was the next back mo. Sino to? Ang text back sa'yo, who you? Tinanong ka pa kung sino ka. I mean, who you, okay? And the reason why, because you don't have a relationship with that person. You're just like an ATM machine to him. And thus, you only, okay, see his name in your inbox when he needs something from you. But God is saying, come to me. I want to build that relationship with you. Because this is the only thing that will cause you to obey me. The second passage in the Bible right here is that in Luke 6:47. Those who not only come to me, but hears my words. Lordship is not just hearing the word of God. And the reason why the author of this chapter said you need to hear the word of God, because during that time there was, okay, no Bible then. I mean, somebody was given the task to read the Bible so everybody would listen. But the exact word and translation of this is that you want to listen to the word with the intention of obeying it. The problem with us is that we want to listen, because we want to check it out if this is worth the while. If you want to check if this is really worth your time and your energy. The reason why you're like that, because you have overlooked yung growing and loving relationship with God. Remember the reason why you're doing what you're doing, because it's the love that you have for God that motivates you, drives you to do what is right and pleasing to God. Amen. It's not the requirement. It's not the do's and don'ts. Because you have a growing relationship with God, you can't get tired of serving the Lord. Do you understand? And if you're here right now, a volunteer, and you're tired of serving the Lord, you're getting it all wrong. You're doing it because somebody told you to do so. God is saying, hear me out. It's not the minister, it's not the pastor, it's not how devoted you are, why you're obeying me. You came to me and you're hearing my word. That is enough for a reason to do what needs to be done. Now every morning you don't care if you're offended by people, amen, or people in church. And I wanna inform you, people in this church will offend you, amen. That's right. But your focus is not on people, but on who God is as your Lord and Savior. Lord, whatever pleases you, because this relationship is getting better, I will obey you with all my might. For some of us, we obey God because it feels so good. How many of you here, every time you do what is right and proper, and every time you help the poor, pinakatulong po kayo sa mahihirap, ang sarap ng feeling. Do you understand? But that is the reason. Because doing what is good is not trying to feel good so that God will feel good. Gagawa tayo ng kabutihan para, alam mo naman, para matuwa naman sa atin yung Panginoon, para buenas. That's you're going back again to your usual routine. You're not doing it because this is a product. The reason why I'm obeying, because I'm just in love with God. Some of us were obeying God because we want to get the attention of God. This morning when you woke up, you have already the attention of God. And God is saying, come to me, hear my words. And because you are enjoying the information of what I'm telling you, and if you're reading your Bible, yes, it's good to have information, but you need to come to a place wherein, Lord, I'm motivated to do what's written in the Bible. Because of the power of love, there is a relationship that we have. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what you need to always remind yourself. If somebody is reminding you to read your Bible, it's an insult to the core. If somebody tells you, you love your wife, it's an insult to the core. Hindi ka na tinatanong. Nakikita sa pamumuhay mo. Because it's given. But most of us, the reason why we can't get this, because we have not come to a place wherein, Lord, the most important part of my walk with you is my relationship with you. And if I do understand what you did for me, ladies and gentlemen, you will be forever changed. Now ask yourself this question. What is the reason why God would want to go out of his way to save you? Meron po bang rason? If God was a businessman, he would never invest in your life. Talo yung Panginoon. Lugi yung Panginoon. How many businessmen are in this room? Meron po kayong business, whether that's a monkey or not at all. Meron po kayong business. Anybody here, raise your hand. Pag wala kayong business, itaas niyo lang po, magkakaroon kayo. And the reason why I'm saying this, if God was a businessman, I'm glad God is a lover. That he's willing to overlook our past and our pitfalls because he loves you so much. Mahal po tayo ng Panginoon. But if God was a businessman, he would look at you eyeball to eyeball. Pwede ka bang invest yung buhay ko dito? Mukhang talo ah. And if you look at your life, all of us, I know God is guaranteed to lose if that is the perspective of God. But God took the risk while we're still sinners. Christ died for us. It wasn't God waiting for you to make the decision so that he can make a decision. He made a decision before you're living in sin. Puno po kayo ng kasalanan and God took the risk. And the Bible says that our righteousness are like a filthy rag. You know what a filthy rag is? Pag may basahan po kayo sa public comfort room, usually basa yun. Damputin mo po, ipaligo mo. Yun tinatawag na filthy rag. Obey your thirst. Parang ganon. Ganon po yung buhay natin. And when you come to a place where you are a filthy rag and you are full of liability, talo yung Panginoon sa'yo. So don't call this a partnership, Lord. Can we have a partnership? Don't you ever tell God that this is a partnership. Okay. Because God will tell us it's not worth the risk, but I will take the risk. And because of that response from God, we can't help but, Lord, I'm forever grateful. Today you're my Lord. I'm a filthy rag. You saved me, restored my life, gave me a new life, a new destiny, a new future. Now you're my Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's the reason why we can say, Lord, in the same passage in verse 47, that you can put them into practice. Now, because you came to God, you hear his words, and you're forever changed of his love, now you can obey God. Obedience is not what you do. It is the byproduct of your relationship with God. What Jesus did is a statement that you will come to a place in your life where you can just verbally declare, Lord, you've done everything for me. Lord, what do you want me to do for you? Now, I don't know how many of you here, you have friends who has done so much to be generous to you. And because of that, you're willing to do everything. In fact, a lot of people, because of their indebtedness to their friends, they're willing to really what? Do things that at times are not pleasing to the Lord because of the bond that they have. And God is saying lordship of Christ means a relationship proven by obedience that will build a solid foundation in our lives. And because of this, everything that you do revolves around on the lordship of Christ. The lordship question that was taught to me by your very own pastor 15 years ago is a question, does it honor God? If it doesn't honor God, drop it. It will hurt you and it will destroy you. And if you choose to succeed in the future, how many of you here, you want to succeed in the future? And come on now, raise your hands. You want to succeed. Put it down. How many of you here, not everybody just raising their hands, how many of you here, it's your dream to fail. It's your dream. You've been dreaming about it. Yeah, I want to fail. In fact, you're asking people to pray for me. Help me fail. Do you understand? Kapatid, pwede ba akong, do you understand? Can you pray for me so that I will fail? Everybody wants to succeed. But we want to do it according to what we want. According to what pleases us. Obedience is asking yourself, Lord, does this please you? You don't have to think of money, finances, relationships. Just please God. Everything will fall in the right places. Everything will have a domino effect. Just please God. And I'm telling you right now, I want to be honest with you. If you have seen me 10, 15, 18 years ago, I can honestly say I'm the dumbest student out there. I repeated grade school twice. I was about to be kicked out. I don't know if I passed the test because I never dared, okay, check if I did pass the test. As long as my name is written right there, I think I have a future. Do you understand? My general average plays between 74, general in high school, to grades, 74 to 76. And I'm not proud telling all of you that I was once dumb. But I'm telling you right now, when I came to a place, Lord, I just want to please you. It is my ardent desire that, Lord, you are glorified in my life. And though I want to trust my flesh and prioritize what I want, God, there is no other way. But I just always ask myself this question, does it honor God? And I'm telling you right now, after 15, 20 years of being a Christian, I see my life progressing, not because I'm talented, I'm gifted, I have affiliations and connections. No. I can attribute it to the lordship of Christ. Because there are times and seasons in my life that I don't understand what God is asking me to do. And ladies and gentlemen, there are seasons in your life that you will not understand what God is asking you to do. Just ask yourself this question, does it please God? Lord, kailangan ko ng mag-asawa. Lord, matagal mo ng promise to. 30 years old pa lang. Ngayon, Panginoon, 130 na ako. Para na po, Panginoon, mukha na akong dinosaur. Do you understand? It doesn't make sense. But choose to please God because He is the very reason why you have your being, why you're doing what you're doing. And because of this, Jesus said in verse 48 of the same chapter, He's like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. The reason why, again, you can do what you can do because of the relationship that you have with God. And you came to a place where you have fully known what God did for you and what He is about to do. Let me ask you this question. Is there a requirement in a Bible or in the Bible that serves the agenda of God? Ask yourself this question. Or most of the things that God is asking you to do, most of the things that God is asking you to do, it is always for your own benefit as well. We're living in a world wherein people will ask you to do something for their benefit. But the God that we serve will ask you to do things for your benefit. Because God is always for you. Why can't He deserve your all? Why? Because this is the God of your life. My question with you right now, are you willing to hand your life over to God and make Him the Lord of all because of what He did for you and what He is about to do? As I end in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it's written right here, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. It was not for His own advantage. For whose advantage? Your advantage. Lord, for my advantage, therefore, you deserve my all. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of. Does He have an option? Yes. But He opted to be a servant for? For whose sake? Come on now. For your sake. Being made in human likeness, He became man and suffered the pains of life. For whose sake? Your sake. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself. The reason why He humbled Himself, because of you and me. Becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. He died on the cross for whose sake? Your sake. Now tell me, who's the master of your life? Who's the Lord of your life? Jesus. So I want you to come to a place where you are forever convinced that I am someone who calls Him Lord, Lord, and I'm ready to do what He says. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, if you're saying right now, there are certain areas of my life that are not fully surrendered to God, I know it's not easy, but I'm telling you right now, the good news is you're here, and starting today, you will come to a place where you are forever grateful of who God is and what He did for you and me. If there are areas in your life that you're saying, Lord, my thoughts, my morality, my sexuality is not under your authority and your lordship, I want you to raise your hand and put it down quickly. Your thoughts, your ways, your actions. Thank you for those hands. You're saying right now, my finances, Lord, I know I'm cutting corners. I'm just so caught up. I'm convinced that I'm the one who should decide and not you. You're into debt. And you know it. It is not God who's on top of your finances. I want you to raise your hand and put it down. Say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my finances. So my relationships, raise your hand right now. Lord, my relationships with my wife, with my husband. Because we're the Lord of our relationship. That we want to serve whatever we want. We want to serve whatever we desire. Lord, we want to serve starting today what you want and what you desire. If you're saying right now, my tongue, my emotions, my thoughts are not under the Lordship of Christ, raise your hand. And if you're saying right now that, God, I want my entire being, my future, my relationships to be under the Lordship of Christ, I want you to raise your hands right now as high as you can. All of us, I think. Lord, you see these hands lifted high. Can we just raise your hands right now, Lord? You see these hands that are lifted high. We will go out of this room with a decision to respond to your love and make you the Lord of all because of what you did for us. Thank you, for indeed you are a God who will love us unconditionally, that we can respond in obedience.